Thank you for holding. Is this Greg?
This is Greg, yes.
Hey, sir. Greg. Hi, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I ain't doing well, and you?
I'm doing well. God is good, man. He woke me up on the right side of the dirt. Did a lot of Christmas shopping yesterday, so I'm happy that's behind me. I got to hang some lights tonight. But I understand you were having... It is the season. I never miss the season because the Lord has blessed me. He's definitely favored me, and I got to pay my respects to him on his birthday. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Nate, and he wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. But did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
No, I've talked to several companies, you know, people over the last 2 or 3 years. I kind of know how it works. I've never pulled the trigger, you know, with anybody in the industry like you guys. I get leads from Angie's List. Used to be Angie's List, Angie, and I do newspaper advertising.
Okay.
I'm aware of the power of Google. I'm very aware that, a large slice of
the population
uses Google, and I know the importance of it. I met with a gal probably a month ago. The local gal that called on me, cold called me, just like y'all did. We got pretty deep into it. She brought a guy on the line. We did a Zoom call with him, and you know, they pretty much do what you guys do. They explained the whole thing to me, and you know, they provided pricing, and you know, they were more focused on trying to get me to tell them how much I wanted to spend.
Yeah.
I could spend, but, you know, budget wise, was it $1,000? Was it $1,800? Was it $2,500? Was it $5,000 a month? I just didn't feel peaceful about it. I never came up with a magic number for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
You know, it just kind of sat wrong with me.
It's odd. Like, why are you digging? Don't you have a price for your services? Why are you trying to dig for as much as you can get?
I understand part of it. I'm not going to dog them out too bad. I get that if I gave them a budget number, which you know, that's I could come up with that. If I said, okay, let's just write this thing up for $2,000 a month, and let's see how that. You know, how that maps out and what kind of results that gets me. I get it, but I just got busy and money is flying out of my account left and right these days. Things are so expensive and with the inflation but anyway, long story short, I'm all ears. You guys can pitch me and if I decide that I'm peaceful about it, I may do it, you know. It just all depends on how I feel about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So my goal always when I start working with a business owner, I think about the long-term goal. I want to be able to work with you as long as we can. It's not so much about as much money as we can in a short amount of time, right? Because in my mind, this is about the long haul. I want this to be, I don't want to come in here and have us do all this programming, you know, build everything for you, you know, redevelop your website, all that extra stuff, and then have you disappear the following month, right? So profitability is really what decides who comes back and who doesn't. It's a month-to-month service. So if you're not making money and you're not seeing good numbers, you're just going to cancel it, right?
That's right.
Right. So what I try to do is I try to get the pricing structure as low as possible. Keep your overhead as low as possible while generating as much return on investment as we can. Okay. The way that we do that is companies like Angie's List, for example. You're doing great with that, by the way. Your reviews are amazing. They put themselves on Google. Now, they do this. to get the leads that they ultimately sell to you, right? But they end up being more expensive because they have to. Yep.
Can I stop you? I want to ask you a question about that.
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt, but
no, it's okay.
I don't understand. I'm just a little, it's not my cup of tea. I'm good at what I do. Been doing it for 28 years, and I can tell you everything you want to know about a metal roof and siding
right.
and windows.
Right.
And you're the expert in what you do. And I'm asking, like I get prospects, from Angie and sometimes let me back up a step. I have an Angie app on my phone and,
right.
and it comes in, I get a notice, hey, you got a new lead and I can see the prospect's information, name, number, address, what they're looking for. What service they're looking for, and I start working that lead. I call them and qualify them and this, that, and the other.
Right.
On occasion, I get simply a phone call direct or an email or my website, which, by the way, is very antiquated and needs help. But mm-hmm. I'll get I have an inquiry information page where somebody can fill out an inquiry and it comes to my email.
But yeah, I'm looking at that now.
Outside of my Angie app, where I do get a notice and it's very clearly coming from Angie, I'll ask somebody if it comes through email or if it comes through a phone call, how did you get a hold of me? And they will say, Google, and somehow they also mention Angie's list. And so if you can put yourself in my shoes and factor in the ignorance level of me not understanding all this.
Yeah.
I feel like that I'm getting some Google exposure and I'm not paying anybody for it. So is that Google coming
no.
from Angie?
Yeah. So there's some people out there, Greg, that understand how Angie's List and Home Advisor work. They know that if they call you through Angie's List or they call you through Home Advisor, that you're going to get charged for the lead. So what these people do that I admire so much about them and I love is they'll go through and they'll find you on Angie's. And then they will go on Google and look up your business name and call you off of that. And call you off of that. So that way you don't inquire that lead fee. Those are godsend customers, in my opinion. Those are great people. Cause they're acknowledging from your end that, hey, this guy's going to get charged for this. And what if I decide that I want to go with somebody else? You know, that's not fair. So they go, okay, well, so that it's not charging him, let me call him off of Google. That way I know he's not getting charged a lead fee. And then, so with Google, you could still see your business. Like if somebody types in Southern Signature Solutions, they'll still be able to find you and pull up your website and everything. What we do is we make it so that if people type in metal roofing, shingle roofing, now they're seeing you as a top recommended option. Southern Signature Solutions pops up for that keyword search. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
Yep, so that's what the programming's all about. Most of your customers are just typing in the service. They're not actually looking up your business name. So you're not getting this type of exposure from Google. However, your business does exist on Google. Does that make sense? If they look up your business name, they can find you. If they look up metal roofing, they don't see you. They see Rooftops Unlimited and Hero Roofing.
Yeah. Hero is one of the big buzz names around my county and I know a few
and
people
PG,
that work there.
PGRS too, yeah, those guys are doing a lot out of PGRS.
They're another big one.
Yeah, so those are the kind of companies that do this and they stay really consistent with work because for the community, Google is the first go-to. If I pull my phone out of my pocket right now and I look up roofers, you know, these guys I know have been background screened. I know they got experience. Their reviews are there. Their website's there. All I got to do is click on them, and I got a live business owner on the line that I could explain my situation to and see if it's a good fit, you know. So the convenience of that and having you at everybody's fingertips in the matter of 5 to 10 seconds is really what results in them getting so many calls and so many opportunities. It's not that they're the cheapest. It's not that they're better than you. The customers are just seeing them and they're not seeing you, you know? So that's what we do. We solve that problem. We make sure that you're seen as a top option. You're getting traffic. You're getting calls directly to you. And I don't know if you've noticed, but usually leads that call you directly have a lot better success than the ones where you have to call them, right? And I think that says a lot because you're right now with your Angie's program, all those leads are things you have to call back and that are being sent to other people, right? And you got 31 five-star reviews on there. I'd imagine you've probably bought four times that amount of leads, you know, just to get those reviews.
No, let me stop you. Well, it all depends on what you mean by I have bought them. I pay Angie around $350 a month, flat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't pay per lead. That's flat rated.
Oh. Well, the way I understood that their system worked was that they set aside a budget, like $350, but then there is a lead cost associated with each lead. So the lead might be like $40 a pop or $35 a pop. Then you get your 10 leads, and your budget for that month is spent until the next month rolls around. That's how I understood it.
No, I don't get hit with a per lead fee.
Wow.
But you're touching on something that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my leads on Angie are no good. I have a very hard time getting prospects to leads to call me back.
Right.
I don't know what it is. If it's my phone number, for instance, I live in Coweta County. Do you know anything about Georgia?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I handle all the accounts out of Georgia.
So I live south of Atlanta in Coweta County, about 30 minutes south of downtown, and a lot of my leads come from Middle Georgia, area code 478, South Georgia, area code 912, area code 229, and I don't know if they see my 678 when I call back, and they're saying, well, because a lot of people get jammed up and stuck on this local thing, are you local? And I explain to them, look, you know, am I local? Well, yeah, I'm local to Georgia. I work all over Middle and South Georgia, and about half the time they get over that and they say, oh, okay. But the other half, I can tell, you know, sometimes they even say, well, I'm really looking for a local guy if they're down in, you know, Brunswick, Georgia.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, my percentage of sole jobs based on Angie's leads is more than likely around 5%. It's low. Thankfully, I've had some really good projects come out of there in the last 12 months. I've had a couple, you know, money makers that's kept make it worthwhile. But that's one reason I'm even talking to you guys. I decided to see what you had to say because I'm in a place where I realize that there's a better way of doing this and probably a more affordable way and a more fruitful way.
Yes.
And the other thing is I'm expanding in 2023. I just purchased some equipment from my company, and I'm going to either start a new LLC or just start a new division under Southern Signature Solutions. I'm going to get into forestry, mulching, land clearing, driveway, grading, and totally on the other end of the spectrum from home remodeling.
Right.
So I've already made that move. I've already purchased the equipment. So 2023 on paper looks quite different. I'm not going to close my remodeling business because it's fruitful, and I'm going to hire an operations manager to pretty much run that business for me while I get the other business I just described to you off and running.
Right. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I was going to say maybe we could do a Google Guarantee program for roofing. However, if you're going to expand, then you need just this local listing here that we were originally already talking about. The beauty of it is that we are able to list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or services at a time that fall within the remodeling category. So, you know, contacting you, we knew we would be able to list you for metal and metal roofing, shingle roofing, right? Siding. I know you did some, Spanish tiles, cedar shakes, flat roofing, you know, windows, porches, decks, patio covers. Those all come within that, roofing, contractor category or within the home remodeling category, home improvement, as they say. And it's kind of like an umbrella. Under that, there's a bunch of different services that we could list you for. We give you about 15 that we run at a time. But once we start touching into like lawn care, landscaping stuff, it's a different industry. And so we have to wait for those to become available before we can actually list you for those. The reason we were reaching out to you today is because we had the home improvement category available. You know, there's only a few guys that show on that first page per industry, per area. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And listen, so I hate to do this. I hate to do this to you, but we're going to have to reconvene probably after lunch. And here's why. I just pulled up at the bank, and I have an appointment with a guy that's going to lunch in 20 minutes.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And I've got to go see him. I'm literally in the parking lot.
Okay. Well, here's my offer to you. We have the listing available. That's the most important thing. My reps like Nate that you spoke with in the beginning of the call, they're calling out on it now. They're all in Georgia going down this list. So normally this campaign is $499. I can reduce the cost to $299. And I could put it on a month-to-month basis, like he mentioned. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. And that'll level the playing field, essentially, between Rooftops Unlimited, Hero Roofing, and yourself. Okay, you won't be missing anything. The site's there, the directories are there, the tracking system's there, and you don't have any additional lead costs throughout the month. It's just the $299. Okay, if I could approve that, is that something that you could see a value in giving it a shot? So that way we could show you how well it works.
I have some more questions, and I gotta go. I don't want to miss this guy.
Okay.
Can you call me back in about 2 hours?
Yeah. As long as my reps haven't filled it, I could definitely circle back. Let me put you on my calendar here. It's that way I don't forget.
Call me back. I got to run to lunch. I got to run a couple errands. I'll be back at home in about, so call it, 1:45-ish.
Okay.
If you can do that.
We can
finish this up.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to put you on. I'm very interested. I just got to go see this guy because it's really important.
No, yeah, I always say our educated clients are our happiest ones, so I want you to understand everything we're bringing to the table and be comfortable. So I'll circle back with you at 1:45, and we'll just take it from there, okay?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Greg. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.